Sirius Satellite Radio, the best radio on radio.
Good morning. It's 37 past the hour. You are indeed listening to OutQ in the Morning. What else would be doing this, right? Bless his poor heart. Rob Burns has walked in at a time when we're in a very strange mood. Rob Burns is the
punchy,
author of two fun books that you need to check out. One is called When the Stars Come Out. The other is called Trust Fund Boys. Good morning, Rob. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, believe me, my pleasure. It's nice to let the people know there's some book out there that wasn't written by McGreevy.
Is it difficult to have a book out there right now?
I'm not saying he's stolen all my ink, but he's stolen almost everyone's ink. And the worst part is you hear him, the launch date was yesterday, I think, and you hear about all these stories about how he's hidden for 2 years since he resigned as governor.
Yeah.
And then I don't see where he's hidden. He's been all over. You read about his new house. You see him at events. He goes on the Joan Rivers show. And then you get the story about he's been a shy, retiring flower for the last 2 years. And the book's out, and, you know... Hey,
what about me?
Well, you know what, Rob? A girl's got to eat.
More power. Listen, all I know is he's gotten everything, even the internet. I mean, like, if you Google Golan Sapel plus facial, my name doesn't come up.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Work it really out.
By the way, I have to mention there's a third book, too. My first one was The Night We Met back in 2002, which is still in print, so people can buy that also.
All right, so are these books now, obviously, a very prolific guy. Are these books in any fashion linked, or are they just...
Some characters carry through book to book, but they're all freestanding.
And so let's take them one at a time, then. When the Stars Come Out.
The
new one. What are we getting when we buy that book?
You are getting the story of a 72-year-old retired actor who decides to come out doing a tab hunter, Richard Chamberlain. But his ex-wife, his former Doris Day type ingenue, who has become a nasty Hollywood mogul. And she doesn't want the book to come out. So complications ensue.
Oh my! And so it's intended to be a fun book.
It's intended. Oh yeah, absolutely. It's intended to be a fun book. It's what I wanted to do really is write about an older gay character, who you know all the depictions out there are 30-year-olds, and you know I'm not that young anymore. So I wanted to see. I wanted to see what it was like to write it's a fade to black sex scene, but it's a sex scene between two AARP members.
Oh my goodness. That's Rob Burns.
It's kind of hot.
Oh my. Rob Burns is joining us, and again, his books are called When the Stars Come Out, Trust Fund Boys, and the third one?
The Night We Met.
The Night We Met. And where do these stories come from? Are you writing about your life? Are you writing about yourself?
The only thing that was relatively autobiographical but exaggerated was the second book, Trust Fund Boys.
And what was that?
That was a story about a younger guy whose career is not taking off, and he decides to take a shortcut by meeting wealthier, older gay people who can help advance his career. He doesn't necessarily want to hustle, but he wants to meet the right people that make the right connections that can move them along.
So you were a hooker.
I was not. I've always been too old to be a hooker. I was when I came. By the time I came out, I was about ready to start paying. So.
Oh.
He's still lying too. Because how old are you? You look about 30.
Bless you. Larry Flick is my favorite person ever.
No, seriously, you do. I would get honestly, sincerely guess.
Well, thank you. I'm closing out at 50 though.
Are you really?
Yeah. 47.
Look at this.
Holy
crap. I'm 43. He's 47. Why do I look like your daddy? You moisturize, don't you?
I do moisturize.
My boyfriend's yelling at the radio right now, going, "Cause he moisturizes."
I owe my life to Olay.
So do you ever? You say your books are not necessarily autobiographical. Do you poach stories from the lives of people around you?
Yes, I steal an awful lot of dialogue.
Now you know I'm going to sue you if any of this gets on in the next book, right?
Oh, everything's fictional. I haven't used anything real ever.
That's so funny,
Gary Frick. The main character in book four will be, yeah, no.
And so do the people in your life think that they're constantly seeing themselves in your writing?
My, Keith and I go back a ways, and he will remember my friend Lynette. I probably shouldn't say her name, because now she'll be suing, too.
And she's a lawyer.
And she's a lawyer.
First names only.
So, there was in the first book, The Night We Met, there was a female character, and people kept thinking, because she was like the best friend, and they kept thinking that she was, the character was based on her. One person finally came up to her party and said, how do you feel about that? She goes, that character is not based on me. I have three dimensions. So,
because she's fierce like that.
Miss Lynette has a tongue, right?
Fierce like that.
Actually, you know what? My friends, I think more of them wish they were in the books. They are very open around me. They don't, I've heard stories about people that'll clam up because they don't want to find something in a novel 2 years later. I think my friends are just huge egomaniacs.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Well, I think we all have that.
Well, I was kind of upset, like, after the first book. I was like, I don't remember seeing anything about a really fabulous black guy. I don't get it. Like, what happened to that?
Well,
in
the second book, there's a fabulous black guy who, you know, maybe has a little bit of a, you know, hairpin temper, but, you know.
That would be
not
you.
Me.
I don't know who that is. It's Rob Burns joining us here at IQ in the Morning. If you want to join our conversation, our toll-free number is 866-305-687. And the books are called When the Stars Come Out, Trust Fund Boys, and I keep forgetting the third one. I need to write it down. It's called
The Night We Met.
The Night We Met. The Night We Met. So were you always a funny kid? Were you a funny kid when you were growing up?
I don't know that I'm necessarily a funny adult, am I? Am I doing all right here? Am I doing all right?
You're doing very well.
I think, yeah, probably, you know, fat kid syndrome or something. But
so he's young looking and thin, but you were fat.
Oh no, I'm wearing baggy clothes. I go everywhere. I'll be wearing cleats.
Don't tell a fat girl that you're fat when you're not. Don't be telling fat people that you're fat when you're not, because you know what will happen? I'll sit on you. I'll show you what that is really is all about. So mind yourself.
You're like Keith's friend Poppy Kramer on the trying out for the CSI episode.
Exactly.
I didn't want to confess that I rolled over and smothered him.
I think if Larry just stays vertical on the elliptical, it'll be all right.
Exactly. So because there must be a point of conscious decision when you decide you're going to write books that. Have some substance, but that also allow people to smile as they're reading.
It's all about, I would rather not, any messages in my books are more or less unintentional. I just want to tell stories. I don't want to change the world. I want people to pick up the book, put it down 300 pages later and say, that was fun. It was a nice trip. It was a vacation for me.
Now, that's very different than most writers I've ever met. Mm-hmm. Because most writers, and I fancy myself a writer of a different type, and, you know, we all want to be, you know, we want to put our big stamp on the world. But it seems like that's a smart way to proceed. You just want to make people feel good.
I want to write what I want to read. Is what it comes down to. Don't get me wrong, I actually read challenging things once every, I don't know, 5 years. But I want to, without all the other bullshit that you go through every day, the last thing you need to do is come home and give yourself another headache. Don't get me wrong, there are good things out there with messages, but that's not what I set out to do. There are messages that may be incorporated in there. They tend to be basic messages.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think When the Stars Come Out, the new book, in bookstores now, the message there is, you know, that, you know, you can still be vital in your 70s. And, you know, there's a little... there's a comparison between what it was like, say, to be gay circa 1968 or 69 and what it is to come out, especially come out in a liberal supportive family. I don't know what that's like, but you know, I'm trying to imagine. But in today, it's obviously easier than it would have been for the older actor back 35 years ago. And, you know, there was maybe a minor thing that I want people to think about, but at the end of the day, I want them to just sit down and, you know, come along for the ride.
Well, makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue chatting with Rob Burns, author of the brand new book, When the Stars Come Out, when we continue.